Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. Joined this morning by Live Blog Director Jamie Snowden. We're talking Packers football. Training camp is underway. How does it feel? Football is back. The Packers donned the pads yesterday. After two straight days without pads to open camp, they started hitting yesterday. And that's where we're starting on Railbird Central this morning. From the looks of things, the first round draft choice of the Green Bay Packers is looking good. That's Dayton Jones, defensive lineman. From everything I've seen, from I've heard, that I've read, Dayton Jones is looking like a man, like a beast in pads, and that's a good thing. You know, it's people would ask me on Twitter, how are guys looking? You know, how's Dayton Jones looking? How's Nick Perry looking? Well, the first 2 days of camp, I can't really give you a good answer. I could say, well, looking fine, you know, nothing bad saying about him, but you don't really know until the pads come on. You know, everybody looks good without the pads, except if maybe if you're dropping footballs, if you're a wide receiver or something. But it's not hard to look good without pads on. But then the pads came on Sunday for the first time, and things, you know, that's when you really get your first look at the team, seeing what things are all about. And, you know, for a team that was kind of criticized as being soft last year as far as NFL football teams go, that's a good thing to see Dayton Jones is looking good. And you know, I so far, I think what you're kind of seeing is the Packers want to get him comfortable in their sub packages, their nickel and dime, those kind of things. As we all know, if you watch the Green Bay Packers closely, they run their nickel more than their base defense, more than the 3-4. So, you know, that he's going to be out there a lot regardless. You know, as things stand right now, it looks like C.J. Wilson is still kind of the starter in the base defense at one of the ends, along with Ryan Pickett and B.J. Raji. And that's fine. You know, C.J. Wilson is really good at what he does, and that's stuffing the run. And that's not to say things can't change over time, that Dayton Jones won't play in the 3-4. Apparently, he is getting snaps there. He is getting practice time there. But I think they really want to get him comfortable in the nickel, the dime, the sub packages to start off with. And that makes sense. That's what they did with Jarrell Worthy last year, I remember. Him coming in as a second-round draft choice. You know, they wanted to get him comfortable rushing the passer. And I think that's what you're going to see, you know, from Jones right away. You're going to see him coming after the passer. You know, and that's going to be his job from the get-go. And I think his job will evolve over time. It'll become bigger over time. The more comfortable he gets, the more they're going to put him out there. The more he's going to be out there on first downs, and he's going to be out there, you know, in the 3-4 base defense. But as of right now, you're looking at Dayton Jones as a pass rusher, and he's looking good. From all everything I've seen, I've heard, I've read, that's the reports from Green Bay, and that's a good thing. So that's kind of, you know, what's going on at Packers training camp, some of the headlines. But we're going to be all over the place here this morning, talking, kind of recapping the first week at training camp. Who's there, who's not, who's available, who's looking good. And you know, in addition to Dayton Jones, I'm hearing a lot of good things about the rookies, the rookie class in general. Jonathan Franklin is out there. He's looking fast. You know, I'm just so impressed with Jonathan Franklin that the Packers were able to get a guy like him in the fourth round. I sit there and I compare, I think, to a few years ago, them drafting Brandon Jackson out of Nebraska. You know, what year was that? 2005, 2006? They draft him in the second round. And Jonathan Franklin is just a much better running back than Brandon Jackson from college film, from what I've seen. but a much better running back and get him two rounds later. I'm just impressed by that in general. And now to hear he's looking good at training camp, and he's out there trying to return kicks, trying to return punts. You know, it's still kind of up in the air whether he's going to come away with those duties. I wrote a column here at Cheesehead TV over the weekend. Don't count Randall Cobb out of the return job just yet, even though the Packers say they want to get him out of that role. I'm not counting on that happening, especially on punt returns. But regardless, right, the point being here, Jonathan Franklin looking good, looking fast, impressing people, and that's a good thing. You know, 3 days into training camp, we'll take that, right? Other good news, David Bakhtiari looking good. You know, kind of not a whole lot been said about him. You know, he's kind of a fourth-round draft choice, a mid-round draft choice, so not a ton expected of him coming into camp. Just playing, you know, the offensive line, a overlooked position for, you know, from the mainstream media. People are more interested in, you know, talking about the skill position players. And obviously, you know, people are interested in how their fantasy team shapes up. So that's kind of why, I think. And they're interested in the first round draft choice like Dayton Jones. So when you're a fourth round offensive lineman, you don't really, you know, hear too much about them, expect too much from them. But David Bakhtiari looking good. You know, I read the piece in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this morning. Bakhtiari going up against head-to-head against Clay Matthews and holding his own. Man, for a rookie to be doing that, that's nothing but good right there. So your rookie's looking good. You know, if I did hear one thing, though, Eddie Lacy maybe off to a little bit of a slow start to training camp. But, you know, he's not putting the ball on the ground from what I've heard. So that's a good thing as well. And it's early. It's early. We've had one padded practice. One. The sample size is small right now. So as time goes on, we're going to learn more about these guys. But, you know, the initial impressions are favorable after one weekend of training camp in Green Bay. So, you know, other things going on. Johnny Jolly revealing to the media that he got married over or just before training camp. I guess it was the Monday before the start of training camp. So congratulations to Johnny Jolly on getting married. Everybody knows his story by now. Suspended away from football for 3 years for, possession of narcotics. It's got in trouble several times with the law, but is back, is with the Packers, and he's trying to win a job. He's been away from the game for a long time, and you know, I think everybody's rooting for him to turn his life around. You know, and that is what appears to be happening by tying the knot, by settling down. And I mean, certainly just the one act of getting married doesn't prove a whole lot. I mean, you got to prove over the course of time that you're committed to, you know, staying clean in a lifestyle like that. But, you know, it's a step in the right direction. And on top of that, you know, Johnny Jolly also kind of being very frank with reporters, telling them if it doesn't work out, if he gets cut, he's going to go back to college. You know, that shows his head is in the right place. And, you know, I think Johnny Jolly kind of sees the light a little bit. You know, a lot has been taken away from him. He's getting a second chance here. And maybe the light's going on and things are going to be all right for him. So, still a long shot. Still a long shot. You know, things looking up for Johnny Jolly. But, again, just like the rookies, it's early in camp. I think the Packers are going to bring Jolly along slowly, seeing as how long he's been away. But, he's coming back, and he'll get his shot. He'll get his chance. You know, it'll be interesting, especially to see how he performs in the game environments, in the preseason games, in the family night scrimmage. That coming up this upcoming weekend. Got to be excited for that family night scrimmage. Packers in action at Lambeau Field on Saturday evening, so we're getting close to that. Talking about the injury situation, we talked about it last Friday here on Railbird Central, the injuries, how Mike Neal was placed on the PUP list. We spent a lot of time talking about him because that was kind of unexpected. All the guys on the PUP list, Derek Sherrod's still there. But kind of some new information cropping up over the weekend. I think one of the more disappointing things we heard was that Casey Hayward was on the PUP list. And initially when he was placed on there, we didn't really know what was wrong. And we have since found out Mike McCarthy, after the first training camp practice, kind of elaborated on a little bit. The second-year cornerback apparently hurt his hamstring training away from the Packers facility in that month-long layoff between the end of the off-season program, minicamp, OTAs, and then the start of training camp. You know, so in that month or so time period, guys, a lot of them go back to their hometowns, things like that. They work out on their own. You know, they try to stay in shape, lift weights, whatever, but they're not doing so with team, at team facilities with team trainers there. So Casey Hayward pulls a hamstring. He's out, as Mike McCarthy says, a couple weeks. And, you know, just being a guy who had such a positive rookie season in the NFL, comes away with 6 interceptions his first year in professional football, you know, that's disappointing right there to hear he's got this hamstring issue. He's going to miss a couple weeks. He's off to a bad start. Not to say you can't come over it. I mean, it's the silver lining is that it happened early. If Casey Hayward misses a couple weeks, you know, so be it. And he comes back fine. Everything will be forgiven. Everything will be forgotten. But he's got to prove he can come back healthy and puts it behind him. Again, the silver lining, it happened early. He's got time here. Missing a few weeks. What's that mean? He comes back midway through the preseason. He misses a preseason game or two, but still has 2 more games to kind of get in shape for the regular season. That's plenty of time. That's plenty of time. But it is disappointing in general, too. Just the little bit of a hit the cornerback position has taken early on. Doesn't sound like anything serious here. But, you know, through the first few days through training camp, you know, Casey Hayward is gone. Another guy placed on the PUP list is cornerback Devon House. Devon House was not placed on the PUP list. He's fine physically. He acquired food poisoning shortly before the start of training camp. So kind of waiting on him as well. He has not practiced yet. I can assume he's going to be out long. Certainly it takes a little bit of a adjustment to get your body back in shape, especially if you're a professional athlete and, you know, expected to play at a high level. They got the day off today, of course, and for the Packers in Green Bay. But you'd expect, you know, a little bit of a layoff here. He missed the first day of camp. He has the day off. Who knows? Maybe Devon House comes back as soon as tomorrow. And if not tomorrow, you know, probably sometime this week, probably in time for the family night scrimmage. So nothing too bad there, but, you know, missing 3 practices. And so on top of Hayward, on top of House, we've got also cornerback Tremon Williams dropping out of practice yesterday in the first day of pads on Sunday. Apparently, he has some sort of hamstring issue, that it's tight or it's sore, and it sounds like they're just being cautious. Again, nothing torn, nothing like that, so don't freak out there. So now you've got 3 cornerbacks, three of the top cornerbacks missing from the lineup. I suppose, you look at the silver lining. Coming into training camp, cornerback was kind of considered one of the deepest positions on the team in Green Bay. One of the best positions on the roster. So I suppose you can look at it from the standpoint that, hey, they had enough depth there that they could withstand a couple injuries and still be okay. But the training camp battle that you kind of expected coming in really hasn't materialized simply because of injuries. And you kind of expected Tremont Williams to have one starting cornerback position, although no guaranteed, but you know, you kind of just expect the guy who's been there for a long time and played at a high level to keep it. But then the spot opposite him, you got Sam Shields, who, you know, let's credit Sam Shields. He's been there. He's been healthy. He's been doing fine. But nobody there to really challenge him too much, you know. Casey Hayward out of the lineup, Devon House out of the lineup. But what that has done, though, is it has opened the door, has opened the window for the young guys on the roster, like rookie Micah Hyde. And he was the star the first day of training camp practice, getting his hands on a lot of balls, batting them away. I think you really saw that. And it happened because so many guys were missing. You know, you get guys missing, all of a sudden the young guys, they see increased reps, they see more opportunities, they work their way up the depth chart, if only temporarily. You know, they're working with a team or two higher than they probably would be otherwise. And that was the situation Micah Hyde found himself in the first, you know, few days of training camp. He's kind of a guy who can play that slot cornerback position. And so he was getting a lot of reps there without Casey Hayward, you know, in the lineup, you know, out to the sidelines for Hayward. So Micah Hyde gets his chance, and he's impressing. So great for him. I mean, Jared Bush getting a lot of reps. The undrafted rookies, James Nixon, looking good out there from the reports I've heard. You know, James Nixon kind of being an unheralded type of guy. He's grabbed a few interceptions the first weekend of training camp. That's all great. That's all good. So those are the positive things when injuries happen. Guys are stepping up, especially at the cornerback position. One other position on the Packers roster that seems like it has been hit a little bit hard early on is at wide receiver. First day of training camp goes fine, goes swimmingly, goes great. Second day of training camp, three wide receivers drop out, all of them rookies. So we've got Cedric Cunningham, who actually, as I understand, hurt his wrist the first day of training camp. And so he's out. And then the pair of draft choices, both of them seventh rounders, Charles Johnson and Kevin Dorsey, both pull out of practice on the second day of practice as well, on Saturday. So it was kind of scary for a moment of time. And the Packers having to do without a lot of depth at wide receiver on Sunday. In fact, without three wide receivers, that left them with only eight of them, eight wide receivers on their 90-man roster. And that's kind of small. That's a small amount for training camp. You'd like to see a few more. Those guys, they're shuttling in and out, running route after route, and you'd like to have a few more than just eight during training camp. Now, certainly that'd be a lot during the regular season, but we're not in the regular season right now. We're talking about training camp and when rosters are at 90, and they need those guys. Again here, the good thing, though, is they are doesn't appear to be serious with either Johnson or Dorsey. I think if I saw correctly the report from Tom Silverstein and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Charles Johnson has a strained IT band in his knee. Nothing too bad, nothing torn, no ligament damage, anything like that. So, they're probably going to play it safe, and he might be out a few days or things like that. And I think I also came across that Kevin Dorsey could be back as soon as tomorrow. So good thing Packers have a day off here, another day for the players to rest and recuperate, and maybe they come back healthy tomorrow as they kind of begin the grind here. It's going to be a long week. I mean, it's a good thing the players have off today, actually, because then they have several straight days, and they're all with pads on. So they practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then the scrimmage on Saturday. That's five straight days of practice, all with pads. I'm sure probably the last day before the scrimmage, like that Friday, they'll probably be, that practice might be a little bit lighter. They'll probably take it a little more easy on them, just being the day before a scrimmage, kind of like the day before a game, you know, kind of take it easy a little bit. But still, regardless, I mean, that's five straight days of practice. It's a grind, and all in pads. You know, they're not taking them off for a day and taking it easy. They're hitting. So it's the grind is coming up here at training camp, and it could catch up to some players really, really quick. But yeah, I mean, that's where the Packers find themselves right now, and hopefully the wide receiver position gets a little bit healthier, and there's reason to believe it will. It doesn't sound like these injuries, as well, at least to the draft picks, to Dorsey and Johnson, they look like they could be okay. I'm not sure what's going to happen to the Cunningham kid. Did I hear it right? Did he break his wrist? So I don't know. He could end up going on injured reserve, perhaps, and that would be, not good for him. You want another silver lining here. Of the three wide receivers that were injured, I guess the Packers can thank their lucky stars that none of those three were named Nelson, Cobb, or Jones. You know, we're talking about guys further down the depth chart here. So, but depth has been taken a little bit of a hit. So, it's exciting time here, the start of training camp, and it's really cool to see, you know, things getting underway. And And you know, it's going to be really cool to see how a lot of these guys come around, and what's going to happen here. How are things going to change? Is this Packers defense going to get better than it was a year ago, than it was 2 years ago? It's not hard to be better than the Packers were 2 years ago because they were really bad. The defense was, you know, how's the running game going to come along? How's the new offensive line shift doing? Everything going well there so far? Sounds like Brian Bulaga and Josh Sitton are comfortable in their new positions, so that's all, you know, well and good. Hopefully things just kind of keep going on that same track there. Because that running game needs to get going. They need these rookies who we just briefly talked about earlier. Eddie Lacy, Jonathan Franklin. You know, they need to be a big part of that running game changing around. Speaking of running backs, DeJuan Harris missing the first few weeks of camp. According to Mike McCarthy, going to miss a week or two. And the surprise there with DeJuan Harris was that it wasn't from the cyst that he had removed during the offseason from his lung. You know, you kind of sit there and you think, well, DeJuan Harris, well, oh, okay, not really a surprise. He had a pretty, you know, fairly serious surgical procedure in the off season, but apparently that didn't have anything to do with it. It had to do with his knee. DeJuan Harris having some sort of knee issue that's going to keep him out a week or two, and that's, you know, could fall behind the eight ball a little bit. As these young guys are end up getting a lot of reps, and you know, you've got Alex Green and James Starks fighting for a job too, so. I mean, again here, though, that the silver lining is that it happens early. You know, if DeJuan Harris misses a week and comes back and is fine, you know, if all he misses is the family night scrimmage, well, so be it. I mean, if he's sitting there, you know, comes back and plays in every training camp or every preseason game, I mean, well, that's fine. I mean, there's certainly plenty of time there to prove himself. You know, plenty of time to get ready for the regular season. So you just hope that, you know, these injuries don't linger. They don't take longer to heal than expected. And the good thing right now is nothing sounds really serious apart from maybe Cedric Cunningham. That kind of, you know, a broken wrist sounds a little bit serious. But, you know, with Cunningham, we're talking about, you know, one of the last guys on a 90-man roster. He's 86, 87, 88 on the roster. All the guys who are expected to be there and on the regular season roster when they make the 53. Those guys are pretty healthy right now. I mean, you hope Mike Neal comes back. There was kind of some optimism expressed about Derek Sherrod. That comes as a little bit of a surprise. You know, you kind of, with Derek Sherrod, you've kind of been conditioned to expect the worst. You know, he's been out for 2 seasons now, you know, his injury occurring during the 2011 season. You know, didn't even, you know, wasn't able to come back last year, wasn't able to participate in this year's offseason program. But then to hear Mike McCarthy talk during his press conference, says that, you know, Derek Sherrod's pretty much on his last hurdle and could come back at any time. So, you know, that there is really, you know, a lot of optimism there. I mean, it's okay if Sherrod misses a few days, but I mean, that guy, he's got to come back in training camp if he has any, you know, possibility of even playing football again. I think he's got to prove this training camp he's recovered and can still play. And I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, he suffered a horrendous injury, a catastrophic one. And I can't imagine coming back and playing football from, but you know, I'm not a behemoth like him though, either. I'm not a physical specimen like Derek Sherrod. You know, he can come back and prove what it takes and maybe win a roster spot. Nobody's expecting Derek Sherrod to win a starting job. But hey, if he could just come back and kind of be a backup tackle, kind of be your top, you know, left, right kind of guy, maybe, that would be great. And I think if that were to happen, that would allow Don Barclay to focus maybe perhaps at the center position more. If the Packers have Derek Sherrod, they have Marshall Newhouse for that right tackle gig, you know, they got David Bakhtiari, maybe they can afford to let Don Barclay focus on the interior of the offensive line. It's been really tough on Barclay the first few days here at training camp. They're training him at right tackle. They're training him at center. And of course, he's got a huge learning curve to overcome at center. Packers finding themselves in a tough position at the start of training camp. They have no clue who's going to back up Evan Dietrich Smith. So they got to find out in a hurry. I mean, they got preseason games here coming up very shortly, 2 weeks away, less than 2 weeks away. They got training camp games. They got preseason games coming up. Somebody's got to, you know, fill in at center when Evan Dietrich Smith comes out. So they're training Don Barclay there. And you know, as if you haven't heard, he kind of had a little bit of a rough go of it over the weekend. He was working with Aaron Rodgers, which is good. He's actually working with the first string offensive line. But they had like 2 fumbled exchanges right in a row. And, you know, you kind of shake your head. But you sit there and you look at it. And Don Barclay, it's, you know, practically the first time he's ever played the center position. Hasn't had a whole lot of experience there. So, you know, he's learning. He's learning how to snap the football. And, that's just the basic part of the position, you know, learning your responsibilities and who to block and trying to, you know, set up the whole offensive line into who to block, who's taking who, those kind of things. That's not easy for a center. That takes a lot of time to do. So Don Barclay really being put in a tough position. Maybe if Derek Sherrod comes back, they can, focus Barclay on the interior. I see John on the live blog asking if Bakhtiari has played right tackle at all. From what I've heard, he has. They're kind of having him focus at tackles, both tackle positions, left and right. So not worrying about him on the interior right now, from what I've heard. So that's kind of a good thing there as well. Just, you know, for the rookie, kind of bring him along slowly, let him work at the tackles, and you know, that seems to be a good spot for him right now. But it's 9 o'clock, folks. Thanks for joining us here on a Monday morning here at Railbird Central. I'm excited. I hope you are. You know, training camp is underway, and you know, we'll be back here again on Wednesday, as we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here at Cheesehead TV here at Railbird Central, 8:30 a.m. Central Time. So make sure to join us 2 days from now. We'll be back and we'll be talking more about training camp as they'll have a couple more practices under their belt. We'll see what the latest developments are. But that'll do it for now, folks. I'll see you later. I leave you today with a song called The Place That I Call Home by the infamous String Dusters on Psy Fidelity Records. On behalf of Jamie Snowden, I'm Brian Carvu. We'll see you later, everyone. Go Pack. Go Pack.